It was through Sean Holly, well, that we formed the association with Hartwick. Hartbury. I went out there. It was the Dean's, Malcolm Warburton's dream to do what they actually have got there now. And I met, I was invited out, there was some kind of gymkhana on in this closed season of the summer, to meet Sean Holly. And he was under the impression that we had this all set up. And I said, no, I'm sorry, there's nothing set up. So first I've heard, this is just, yeah, you invited me, hello, how are you, type of thing. So it was us with Sean worked again very hard to get this association with Hartbury going. And also from us, it was a great thing that we could call on them for players and not St. Peter's all the time. So we started to get that working for us. Sean was very, very good. And he brought another side of professionalism, if you like, to the academy. We wanted him to take over the academy. Saint-André decided he didn't want him. I think, still do think that's a mistake. If you consider what he's gone on and done since, he was involved in the Welsh setup. He coached Bristol, coached the Ospreys. He's now involved in television assessments, isn't he? So we produced some good people. If you look back at that, you know.
Absolutely.
But go back to Sinbad. Didn't he started off as a fly half, didn't he?
He was a fly half, him and Barclay. Yeah. What they used to do, Peter Kingston used to say, is that they used to alternate, you know, depending where they were on the pitch. If they were defence, it'd be Barclay. If they were attacking, it'd be Sinbad. I mean, Saint-André asked for videos, and when he saw the videos, I said, we want him. So we invited him and his parents down. We invited them match, had a dinner meal with them, took them up to the stands, and he said, once I heard the roar of Gloucester, he said, I knew this was me. He said, I just knew. And so, which was great because Bath were after him as well. Well, there are a lot of clubs after him.
Yeah. But he never kicked, did he? How can he play fly half if he never kicked?
Well, he didn't. He was
just an attacking
flyer. He was just incredible. Yeah. Well, as you know, I mean, you only got to look at it. You know, it's what he could do with the ball in his hands. You know, he used to get people going all over the shop.
It's a tragedy. Number of injuries that he had, an absolute tragedy.
Yeah, well, he was always, you know, in all fairness, we're going back to his physicality of modern rugby, and he was always slight, wasn't he?
Yeah.
A bit like Django, really. Django, you know, was slight.
Another tragedy.
Yeah, James Forrester, you know. So, Johnny Goodrich, slight, and he had a few injuries too, didn't he? The physicality now, and of course, they've now developed all the course ability, you know, the way they get over injuries is a lot better. Mm-hmm. It was just starting when we were there.
But John Goodrich, I mean, he did have a lot of injuries, but he was a great survivor, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Had a long career in the end.
Yeah. I mean, again, James Forrester, he was an incredible ball player, footballer. He really was. Yeah. And he showed that, didn't he, when he scored that try in the final of the European Shield.
I've never seen anybody like
him.
No. But when he, you know, when he'd come out and play amongst the backs, I thought, well, perhaps Gloucester always ought to have played him in the back line because honestly.
Yeah, he had pace.
The try he scored in that final, the European final you just mentioned, that was right down in front of me. And he's chasing the ball through. Well, there's no chance. That's going to get over the dead ball line long before he gets to it. And my God, he made it. It was incredible.
A back row forward can do that.
Yeah. I mean, I remember his father saying to him, you know, commenting about how well he was doing, he said, do you want to see him at sevens? And we never, but I can imagine what he was like. I never saw him in sevens, but I can imagine that, you know. Yeah, he was elusive. Of course, in the academy in 21s, the physicality wasn't as great, but once you get up here, and Saint-André played him at seven, which was something I'd never even thought about, to be honest with you, but he did really well, didn't he? Exceptionally well.
Yeah. When he scored that try in the final against Northampton. At Twickenham, where he dropped the ball, didn't he, as he put it down? He quite definitely drops it.
He's out in Singapore, I believe, now, coaching.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Nice lad, real nice lad. Yeah. Oh, again, we had, you know, that was something else. We produce good character, I think, you know. You know, with any side, you had to have people who would bind the rest together. Yeah. And from St. Peter's, we had Joe Goatley, Tom McClausich. Brought everybody in together, you know, proper Gloucester lads, if you like. But we also had players come from, because of how we were developing stuff as an academy, we had players come from Clifton, Clifton College in Bristol, you know, rather than go to Bristol. Yeah. We had, yeah. you know, players joining us, which so I felt we were really moving forward.
What happened to Tom the Closet in the end?
I don't know the answer to that. He was, I mean, he was an under 18 cap.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, he was one of those, he wasn't quite big enough to play six. Yeah. As we're talking about moving up now, the next level. I wasn't quite quick enough, if you like, to play seven. But he had everything else, you know. It was,
yes, it, I thought it was very promising.
Yeah, he was. And I think he's, like most of them now, they moved on, got children, that. I don't know what happened. He went back up. He was at London University, I believe. Yeah. And he brought them with him.
Well, Tom, in the ski resorts, he had a business. In
yes, he, that's right, yes. He went out to the one of the ski resorts, had a bit of a business going out there. And right. he's done, but rugby-wise, I don't know. But he, I mean, he was one of the main players, if you like, in that academy, because he, you knew what you got from Tom. It was always 100%. And
yeah.
Same with Joe. They were committed to Gloucester, and you needed that. Mm. You know, it's all very well, we all want superstars, but you've got to have a team for them to play in.
Yeah.
And most, and the team with the right instincts, the right will to play for Gloucester, and the right things, and we got that. Mm. We got them. We had people come. Ernie Hansen came in from London to play for us. You know, kept him on a train, you know, from London, train, and then go back. Mm. I mean, that's incredible commitment, isn't it?
Yeah.
We had one lad, a real good player, but he, again, he couldn't quite step up. Come, I used to drive up from Yeovil. Mm. Twice a week to train and then play. I mean, you that's what we create, and I feel very proud of that, that I was able to give something back of what I thought about Gloucester to the club. So that was good.
Yeah. Well, the academy players are still coming through, aren't they? There's some very, very promising players.
Yeah, well, the setup, again, it's moved out to Harbury now, isn't it? And it's what it needed. You know, it's, yeah, they're all the clubs are like it now, aren't they? Well, they've all got this fabulous setup.
Yeah.
But at that time, it was a new thing. I remember going to Twickenham to discuss the academies when they said every club's going to have academies, and there was a lot of doubt. You know, you can only pick within your area at one time. Mm-hmm. You couldn't go outside your area and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because I used to turn up at England trials, and you'd have to approach the players. You know, it wasn't just a you know, going there, that you'd have dusty hair there from Leicester. You'd have somebody from Bath. You know, all trying to do with the same player. So it was difficult to. Get what you want, especially if you don't have a budget, which never at that time. Well, then you've got to hit the budget correct. If you make him an offer, you're going to make sure that he hasn't had a better offer. It was fun. It was good, but we did it, you know.